Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 22nd of July 2016, and this is the 403rd Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm extremely grateful to Michael Nobbs for having mentioned my 400th podcast on his One Thing Today podcast this morning, or yesterday it probably was, because, well, it was really nice for him to commemorate it, but also because I didn't celebrate the 400th. And not only did I not celebrate it because I wasn't feeling very well, but I forgot to, or didn't forget, but I made a mistake in the sending out, so it actually didn't go anywhere, and so it was a bit of a damp squid in terms of being recognised, but now it's eked out, and it's been really lovely getting some of you sending in commemorations of it. So thank you very much for that. I know today is not normally a Mole Out Loud day. It's usually a Murmurs of Mole day, but I'm not doing a Murmurs today. I did decide that I wouldn't be doing a Murmurs this week when I sent out the last Murmurs on Wednesday last week. And because it had so eked into my sabbatical week, I just felt that I really needed a week off, off that particular deadline. I did have the other deadline of my of writing a couple of scenes from my novel, and that was due in, well, that I was due in last week, really, but it got in this Wednesday. So all in all, I feel I've kind of made up a week here and there of not having a deadline. And it's been really lovely having this week to just kind of gently be, because I haven't been that well, and so my energy's not been very high and my brain has been a little bit fuzzy, but today I feel much, much better, even though my voice may sound a bit strange. I was able to go to my writer's group last night. I did catch a bus, and there was something wonderful about a bus actually arriving when you're standing at a bus stop in the dark. I think I'm never quite sure whether it will or whether it might have zoomed past, you know, too early, and that it'll actually be another hour before the next one comes. And being on the bus in the dark and being taken to almost to my destination. This is a new route for this bus, and I've been told that it's not going to keep it for very long. But I usually walk it, so I don't usually take the bus that way. But it felt like a real luxury to be able to be driven almost to the door of where I was going. We were upstairs at the cafe in the State Cinema, which is all glassed in. I think I've sent you photographs of the cafe before. But today, or last night rather, we could see the moon rising, this huge moon, and it was rather splendid. It was also splendid getting together and discussing where all our novels were at, and where they were heading if they hadn't just been finished. So that gave me a bit of a new lease of life. And although I was very tired when I got home last night, I felt pleasantly tired, not kind of exhausted tired. And so I'm really glad that I was able to go. And today is a quieter day again, because I'm not doing Murmurs and because I never commit myself to anything in the evening apart from a little walk, which I shall do shortly at about 5. I'll go for a short walk, I hope, with my friend, if the wind drops and the rain does too. I do hope that you've had a good day today. I hope that it's been, that you're feeling reasonably well and that you can be involved in whatever work you're doing at the moment, or if you're not, that you can be relaxing in a self-nourishing kind of a way. My work for today was sending out, or posting rather, the latest Morris and Mole work in progress strip, the comic strip, and an invitation attached, because I'm really hoping that those of you who are Murmurs of Mole readers will help me choose which Murmurs of Mole stories to assemble in a little book. So I've posted that on the website, and I've posted both the strip and the invitation, and I did send out a separate one to the mailing list. So if you're on the mailing list, you will have received that anyway. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.